This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to Accelerate Your Business Growth,
where we're exploring all sorts of business topics. Experts from around the world join me, your host, Diane Helbig, for a conversation where they share their expertise with all of you. Take what you need when you need it. Featured on Inc.com, Forbes, and MSNBC's Your Business, this podcast is recognized as one of the best podcasts for small business, sales, leadership, social media, and more. When it comes to business, Accelerate Your Business Growth has got it covered. And now on with the show. My guest today is Julian Hayes II. Julian is an author and founder of Executive Health. His boutique executive wellness consultancy helps forward-thinking CEOs, executives, entrepreneurs, and companies elevate their health, performance, longevity, and leadership through data-driven solutions and personalized programs. He's also the host of Executive Health and Life. Lastly, he's had over 300 articles published in Inc., Entrepreneur, Success, Chief Executive, and many more. Thanks so much for joining me today, Julian.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I am thrilled to have you here. So I want to really dive into this because I think some people may be thinking to themselves, okay, wait, Diane's talking to a wellness guy, but this totally connects to leadership, success, and all of those things. So explain to the listeners, if you would, why it's important for business owners to think of themselves as athletes.
Yeah, well, if you think about it, think about the typical athlete. We'll say the NFL, American football, in case we have some international listeners. I'm not going to say football. I get in trouble sometimes doing that. So we're going to say American football. And the typical, I have a few friends that used to play, and their career was about 5 or 6 years. And there's off seasons as well. But for small business owners of any type of size, there's no off season for you. And it's very much a sport. And this is a career that's going to last us decades. And so some of the habits that make someone very good at sports is totally applicable to this business side of things. And it's actually something that will help us in every single facet of our business, ranging from charisma, leadership, communication, creativity, and you can go down the list.
Okay. So from a small business perspective, because that's mm-hmm. a lot of who listens here, and I am a small business owner. I think this is the struggle. I think we get it. We need to be healthy and all of that. But it's difficult to integrate that fitness and wellness into our schedule. So how do we do that effectively?
Yeah, it's difficult. And one of the reasons that it's difficult is, and I'll get back to that, is it's the thing with health is we don't really feel the effects of not doing something for a while. It's a long-term effect. It's like a dam that has a very, very small crack that you see it, but you don't think much about it because it's not really causing any issues. But over time, when it's left unaddressed, that's when the issue happens with that. So that's one of the reasons why it's not even due to laziness or negligence. It's just that you just don't notice it through the day-to-day when you have so many other things on top of mind. Now, when it comes to the scheduling, and you're right, that's one of the big issues that most people have is just how do you integrate this? And for most people, it's tactically, I say, do it the first thing of the day for most people, because therefore, no matter how the rest of your day goes, you have at least taken care of your well-being, no matter what. Yeah. Because the danger for most people, unless you're just absolutely addicted to it like me, the danger is if you put it later in the day, things can come up sometimes, or we could just have one of those days where you don't want to be bothered. You just want to get away. And therefore, you missed your workout or you've gotten off your eating regimen. And so that's why I say do it in the first thing in the morning. And another thing that has helped me and has helped people that I advise is to create bookends for your day. So create, I call this a regeneration routine, and I call this a priming routine. And when you do that, what you're doing with that is the last 90 minutes of the day is your regeneration. And the first 90 minutes is your priming routine. And the benefits of doing that is you're going to have that 90 minutes each day, each beginning and end of the day. And it's not just for your health. You can put something in there for that, but it's also for your professional side of things as well. So whether that's identifying maybe the 3 to 5 things that you need to do for the next day, or it's taking care of any little small things before ending the night. And then in the morning, it's how can you get yourself in the best state to perform at your best, to show up best for your clients? What are those things you need to do? So it's being selfish, because a lot of us in this field are the opposite of selfish. We're too giving. Especially I'm in a service industry, and I assume a lot of your listeners may be as well. And we're very giving people. And the client's call will probably jump on there no matter what. And sometimes our bucket's not filled up for that. But if we can make a small shift and realize that the more we pour into ourselves and are intentionally selfish with certain habits, the more we can pour into our clients, the better service we can give, the better we can lead. So it's making a few of those shifts, but mainly it starts with creating the structure and the calendar.
You know, I love that priming and regenerating. And when you were talking about it, I didn't really feel like it was being selfish, because it felt like it was incorporating it into the business flow, mm-hmm. which is an interesting way of looking at it, right? It's like, okay, I'm going to put this into the flow of my business. So it's not about me even doing self-care and health. It's really about this is all one thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, one of the things you learn is that not everyone loves to just exercise as much as you do. So for me, you can say a little bit of my life revolves around exercising because I really enjoy it. And that's the thing I came up against when I first started working with people, is that not everyone's like me. And so I had to find a better way to make this make sense. I had to find a better way to make this make sense to someone. And doing this makes sense to someone, because really, this is just part of the larger ecosystem. There's no fitness life and business life. It's really just one thing that makes sense to the person. So you have a couple kind of big level rules, but then you're going to mix and match it that fits best for your particular lifestyle and flow of things.
Right. Okay. Talk to me about like technology and wearables and how we can use those to our advantage to make this, I'll say, more efficient.
Mm-hmm. And this is another thing that you'll probably notice a commonality here, that this is going to be another thing that you might look at these wearables like your Apple Watch. There's a Oura Ring, there's a Garmin, there's a Fitbit. There's so many, right? Yeah. You might look at these things and you might see, oh, this thing's talking about a heart rate, a respiratory rate, and HRV and different activity steps. What does this have to do with my professional life? Well, what you're going to learn is that these things are very much. Now, let's look at the health side and the productivity side, real quick.
Okay.
This is simply like a mini checkup every day. So instead of a lot of us maybe go to the doctor maybe once a year for an annual checkup, whereas this is giving you a miniature checkup every day. You're getting your core vital signs. Now, how does this connect to the business side of things? You're going to start to learn that certain behaviors that you do at night or throughout the day, you're going to start to see how they're correlated with and how it affects your health. And then you see those two things, and then you can also start to measure what days am I most productive? So you can see, what did I get done today compared to the next day? Maybe your Thursday was really productive. You felt really good. Your mood, your productivity, you got a lot done compared to your Tuesday where it wasn't. And now you can go back and look, okay, maybe my Tuesday, my data wasn't as good. There was a couple things off compared to my Thursday. Well, what did I do on Monday night or throughout Monday that didn't lead to a good Tuesday compared to Wednesday night that led to a good Thursday? And you start to connect these things. So for a lot of people, they notice that the more active I am, at least getting some type of exercising in, getting some steps in, whatever level you're at, the better that correlates to my productivity and my mood compared to when I just sit at a computer all day. Because if we can go through history and we can see people like Steve Jobs, he was known for doing walking meetings. I think Mark Zuckerberg, even people like Aristotle and Charles Dickens and a bunch of other philosophers, they would do walking meetings, or they would just take time to walk because they're taking their mind specifically off the problem and they're just out in nature walking somewhere. But what you'll notice is that's when the ideas come to you. So there may be a tough issue, something that's just bogging you down. And a lot of us, the default thing is just to sit here and just force it and just to figure this thing out. Whereas sometimes we just need to give it space and let it come to us. So that's one of the things there. And the activity there is it's a thing of helping me stay accountable. Because a lot of us, since we are the owners of our small business, who are we accountable to? There's people probably accountable to us, but a lot of times, who are we answering to? Who's keeping us accountable for certain things? There's really no one. So sometimes getting just that slight nudge to say, hey, you've been sitting down for an hour consecutively, maybe take a 10 to 15 minute walk and come back. Just that little nudge, it'll make all the difference from a mental standpoint.
Yeah, that's great. I appreciate that. It led me to another question, which is about for people who, you know, have a team and have people, what kinds of strategies can they implement so that they're actually fostering this culture of health and well-being within their team?
Mm-hmm. Well, first and foremost, it's going to start with the leader, the owner of the small business. So I think of this as a little kid. A lot of times my parents would say something and I would see aunts and uncles say certain things, but then I would see them sometimes do things differently. Yeah. And to their surprise, I'm doing the action that they didn't want me to do, but that's what I saw them do. So to get to this point here is that a lot of times our actions are going to speak much louder than our words. And if you think about this from a communication standpoint, nonverbal communication is the majority of it. It's around 93 to 94% compared to just the words. So that's why I said the whole thing, before you even start any initiative, make sure you, as the owner, as the leader, the captain of the ship, is fully on board and you have fully sold yourself and bought in to the thing you're getting ready to have other people do. Because one of the worst things, and I did this one time, I went to a company to do a talk on sleep. And I didn't want the other people to start sleeping, but a lot of people looked like they were sleeping there. And I found out that a lot of people were really forced to be there. It wasn't really they wanted to be there. And a lot of the leadership team was not there. And that didn't send a good message. So I appreciate the opportunity to go speak and everything,
sure, but
it just wasn't as effective. And I knew long-term, this was just going to be just like having a TV show on one day and then off you go to the next thing, because the leadership team wasn't buying in. So it didn't matter that they brought someone in. Now, say the leadership is bought in, and the next thing is to, before doing any action, I like to kind of investigate and see where everyone is on their journey, what's important to them, and what are some things that you're interested in. And for one, I'd like to do a questionnaire. So maybe it's seeing, is mental health an important thing right now? So if it's a high pressure sales job or something, or there's a lot of, it's based on that kind of thing, then maybe there's a little more focus on mental wellness as well. Because a lot of times we focus on physical. We just think about working out. But really, I like to look at things from the inside out, really, because if your thoughts and your beliefs and just your whole mindset is not where it needs to be, then of course, it's going to eventually manifest and show itself physically. So I think it's doing things backwards when you just say, hey, let's go exercise 3 days a week, or here's this gym membership and this stipend, and then off you go. I don't think that's really addressing the root cause. So I think depending on the type of environment industry that you're in, and probably for most people though these days, I think looking at some sort of mental wellness thing. So maybe it's discussing or sharing meditation apps. Insight Timer is a great one because there's so many different topics that you can go in there and have someone help you with, guide it, or you can have ones that are silent. And another thing is just to, and this might be a little harder to look at just from a practical granular standpoint, is just the overall lifestyle and finding how people work, what can help someone work at their best, like the type of environment. And so that's probably a little more nuance involved with that. And another underrated one that I've seen some people do is they're also talking about financial wellness as well, because as we all know, finances are a big part of our stress sometimes, because, and we hear stress a lot, and stress has many identities. There's an emotional stress. There can be a mental stress, a physical stress, and a spiritual stress. So it's a more comprehensive and holistic model. And I advise to do a lot of inquiry and investigation before just jumping into something. And it's a phrase that we probably all heard now. It's just to really slow down and then you can speed up.
Right. Exactly. So I totally am on board with you. I think that is really a good point. And I, you know, we live in a different world, and I think leaders really need to look at understanding their team members individually, treating them as individuals, not as a collective, and where possible, working with them to make sure that they, you know, have the resources that they need, the things that they need, that there is an understanding of how they motor in the world, because you're just going to get the most, they're going to feel appreciated, right? Trusted. You're going to get the most out of them.
Yeah. And I tell you what, you know, this is the easiest way to compete with the larger companies that have the bigger budget, because we're never going to be able to compete with those type of budgets.
Yeah.
But this is how you can win when it comes to recruiting the top performers or even retaining them, because the world we live in now, I'm an older millennial, but I'm still a millennial. But it seems that millennials and further down now, it's not just about money.
Right.
It's about other things. And so when you understand that, you can compete with the company who's just saying, here's a higher salary, but they're not necessarily focused as much on the intangibles and the different things of your lifestyle.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. All right. Now, talk to us about eating healthier. This is one that I struggle with. I mean, I don't eat poorly, but sometimes I think to myself that I could be on a better regimen, but it like takes up brain space. Like that's not where my head is most of the time. Mm-hmm. So I end up, it's not consistent. Sometimes I don't eat enough. So then later it's potentially too much. But so is there like an easy way for us to start eating healthier without a whole lot of difficulty and, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I tell you what, when it comes to eating, this is almost a hot button topic, almost like when people start talking about politics and religion. People are very dogmatic with their diet. So I'm not going to tell you how to eat and what specifically to eat. But I will, you know, I listened to a few episodes before we got on here, and I heard you talk about systems a lot. And this applies to what you can do with your nutrition as well. And there's a book and a football coach, American football coach, Bill Walsh. And I love this book. It's called The Score Takes Care of Itself. And so when he took over the San Francisco 49ers in the late 70s, and they weren't that good. They were one of the worst teams in the league. And throughout the course of the 80s, they had a mini dynasty. They had a couple of Super Bowls. And they asked him, what did you do differently? And the first things he started talking about is just the how they went about creating the culture in terms of like the players had their shirts tucked in, the quarterbacks held the ball a certain way, the linemen said certain things, the coaches dressed a certain way, had their shirts tucked in. There was a certain type of language that could be had in the locker room, so there's no cussing and a bunch of other small things like that. And I thought about it. This is the same thing you can do with your with our nutrition, is to establish what you call a standard of performance. And one of the easiest things you could do is to take some time, think about 3 to 4 meals that you enjoy and that you would like that are simple in nature to meet, that is pretty simple to create and doesn't take much work. And, you know, so I'll use myself for an example. So for me, I think about there's a protein. I think about I add a meat and then I add some vegetables and then I add some type of a little starch for me just because of my individual lifestyle. And now I know what are some simple, quick meals I can make. And that's what I'm going to eat throughout the week for the most part. And then through the weekend, maybe there's more time. I might go out to eat or take more time to create something. But for the most part, throughout the work week, it's very standardized. And I have a couple of meals that I really enjoy. And that's my rotation. And so for breakfast, you can think about what is going to be my breakfast. And so for me, it's easy. It's a smoothie and maybe a few extra items on the side, depending on how much I need to eat that day. But for you, it can be something different. But the point is to standardize at least your breakfast, because therefore you're saving mental energy right now. And that this mental energy can be used toward your actual work throughout the day now, instead of thinking about what to eat. Now, a danger spot for most people is they usually take care of their breakfast pretty well. They usually take care of the end of the day pretty well. It's the middle of the day,
yes,
people, is where things can get chaotic. And sometimes, and if you're like me, you get to working so much or you have calls scheduled back to back that either you just really don't feel like going to make something to eat right now, or you just completely forget because you're just working.
Yep. So,
or you grab what's convenient. That's probably the worst option. But this is the world's built for convenience now. Convenience is oftentimes probably not the most ideal thing for us. So something you can do now with that if is to consider, there's various different types of meal delivery services now in each of our cities now. So you not even have to use the ones where they're going to ship in the food to you or fly it in from a different state, right? There's different local services that do this. You know, one benefit, you're helping another small business owner right there. Secondly, you're getting locally fresh food and you're getting something that is good and conducive to your goals. Also efficient, is also keeping you in line, but it's also not taking up too much of your time so you can continue to pour it into your business and to other people or whatever that is that you need to do. So that's one option that I usually advise people. But for the most part, take some time to think about a couple of different types of meals that you eat, that you enjoy, that also fit your goals and your lifestyle, and then just have those standardized throughout the weeks. And so therefore, that's not going to take up too much time and it's not going to take up too much unnecessary mental bandwidth that can be better used and allocated elsewhere.
Yeah, I like that idea of the delivery service. It also makes me think that if I had whatever it was prepared ahead of time, because that's part of it. I don't feel as like stopping and, you know, doing a whole preparation sort of thing. So if I had it ahead of time, it is a system. You're absolutely right. I need to start looking at it like that.
It's the funny thing because, you know, coming from, you know, us health freaks, you know, this is all normal to us.
Yeah.
But then, you know, as I was learning different stuff in business, they were telling me about systems and everything. And I was like, wait a minute, this kind of sounds like what I did in like my fitness and health life, you know? So, and so that's why I saw just this synergy of these two things. And
Yeah. The
surface level, it looks different, but really if you peel back the layers, a lot of the different things, no matter which world you're coming from, offers a lot of similarity that can be used.
Yeah, it really does. You're absolutely right about that. Julian, I love this information. It is
really helpful. And we're recording this at the beginning of 2024. So it's like new year. One of my words for the, well, my word for this year is focus. And one of the areas is on my health. So it's like perfect timing.
Awesome.
Yeah, not only for me, but I'm sure for the listeners. So thank you so much for doing this. Will you tell the listeners how they can find you, please?
Yes. And firstly, thank you for having me on. I know it's a little different of a topic compared to it, but thank you for having me on.
One.
And but you can find everything at executivehealth.io.
Excellent. Thank you for that. And listeners, thank you. You are who we're doing this for. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Accelerate Your Business Growth, a production of Evergreen Podcasts. Discover more episodes of this podcast and explore others at evergreenpodcast.com. As always, continue to prosper and be curious. And if you're looking to get your sales strategy headed in the right direction, pick up a copy of Succeed Without Selling on Amazon or wherever books are sold. Until we meet again on another episode of Accelerate Your Business Growth, goodbye and good day.
Welcome, change agents, to your go-to place for stories that ignite your spirit, fuel your purpose, and connect us all. We believe in the incredible power of the human spirit, its boundless resilience, and the inspiration it brings to our lives. On the Driving Change podcast, we'll journey together through the extraordinary yet very relatable experiences of some of the most amazing people on earth. Our mission? That through these stories, we might just spark change within you and awaken a newfound motivation to harness your unique gifts to make a real difference in the world. So get ready to be inspired and join us on this incredible adventure. You can find the Driving Change podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you love listening to your favorite podcasts.